Radio Headspace is brought to you by Quince. The weather's getting warmer, so it's time to say goodbye to jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts and tees. I wanted to update my wardrobe for the long haul without spending a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince. Now I've got a lineup of timeless pieces that keep me looking effortlessly chic year after year. Like premium European linen dresses, blouses and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, timeless 14-karat gold jewelry, and so much more. The best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love that. I just ordered the gorgeous European linen smoked midi dress in navy, and I cannot wait to get my hands on it. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/radioheadspace for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/radioheadspace to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/radioheadspace.
You know, some people enjoy composing their own music, chord by chord, and others are happiest when they come across that one perfect song. Work is not a lot different than that. Whether you prefer building your own workflow or using a pre-made template, with Monday.com, you and the team can work in a way that's comfortable for everyone. Tap the banner to go to Monday.com and build your own amazing workflow or find an awesome template. No judgment.
Hi everyone, welcome to Radio Headspace, and to Friday. It's Dr. Laurie Santos here. Thanks so much for having me as your guest host all week. Today I'm going to talk about why we shouldn't run away from uncomfortable feelings. Sometimes it may seem easier to ignore tough emotions, but research shows that acknowledging those feelings and dealing with them can bring us closer to the happiness we seek. These days our negative emotions can spring from so many different sources. I think sometimes our negative emotions come from the things we experience online. We read the news and we're feeling frustrated, we're feeling scared, we're feeling angry. But sometimes we experience negative emotions interpersonally. We get upset at a colleague of ours. We feel sad when something bad happens to someone we care about. And then sometimes these negative emotions just arise within us. We have these brains that spontaneously start to ruminate about the bad things that are going to happen in the future or have happened in the past. Negative emotions come from all over the place. By definition, negative emotions don't feel that good, right? Like, that's why we call them negative emotions. And that can lead us to want to run away from them. But the sad and ironic thing is the act of running away from our negative emotions winds up making them worse. The analogy I like to tell my students is that trying to shove down a negative emotion like sadness or anger, it's akin to sort of when you used to, as a kid, take the beach ball and like shove it under the water, like in the pool or at the beach or something. You can put a lot of work in to shove that beach ball underwater, but eventually it's going to pop out. My mom would say it's going to fly over and, you know, hit your brother in the face, right? Like, it's not going to fly out and do positive things. And so I think we need better strategies for dealing with our negative emotions. Pushing them away doesn't seem to work in the way that we think. One of the best strategies for dealing with our negative emotions, ironically, is just to allow them to be there. I think sometimes we believe if we just let our emotions stay there, they're going to take over and be awful. But the evidence suggests that emotions are kind of like a wave, you know, an ocean wave. They'll go up at first and you might feel them a little bit more intensely, but eventually they're going to crest and go away. And a lot of the evidence suggests that even the most painful of negative emotions, when you allow them to be there, when you commit to being with them and being present with them, they're going to run their course in like 10 to 15 minutes. One of my favorite specific strategies for allowing your negative emotions comes from the meditation teacher Tara Brach. And she uses a process she refers to as RAIN. It's an acronym for Recognize, Allow, Investigate, and Nurture. So I think when you're experiencing a negative emotion, start with the recognizing question, right? Like, what emotion am I dealing with? Is this shame? Is this overwhelm? Is this sadness? Really try to use your words to identify and recognize what emotion you're dealing with. Then you need to jump into the specific strategy of allowing, where you literally say to yourself, I'm just going to allow this emotion to be there just as it is. Then you do an investigation strategy, and that is the set of questions where you ask yourself, okay, what does this emotion feel like in my body? What kinds of cravings is it causing in me? You don't have to act on those things, but you're kind of giving your brain something to do while that emotion is taking its course, and you're really noticing how it shows up in your body. And then the final step of RAIN, the N, is nurture. Ask yourself the question, what can I do to nurture myself today, given that I've gone through this negative emotion? What can I do to take something off my plate? So let's take a case of anger, for example. I'm embarrassingly prone to road rage. I'll like be trying to get into a parking space at some crowded parking lot. Somebody takes it from me and I'm upset. And that's the point where you need to start by recognizing I'm pissed here, right? I'm going to slam the car door and drive unsafely to the next parking space. And so for me, even in a simple moment like that, I might say like, I'm angry. Let me just sit here. Let me notice what it feels like in my body. My chest is getting tight. I have this kind of craving to like use my body in this destructive way. I don't act on that. I'm just going to like hang out with it and notice it. And as you do that over time, it kind of subsides. But you need to give yourself the space to actually do that. I think when you're first starting to allow your negative emotions and not squash them down, it's important to remember that you need to start with baby steps. Just allow yourself to feel sadness for a couple minutes. Do what feels appropriate for you. But that'll give you some practice, and every time you do that, it'll make it easier. I think it's important to recognize that when we talk about allowing and being with our emotions, we're usually talking about the typical negative emotions. You know, when you're feeling a little sad or you're a little bit pissed off at the news and so on. If you've gone through traumatic situations, ultimately you're going to go through the same process of working through those emotions. But it can be helpful to have someone professional by your side. That's a spot where you might need some therapy. So I think it's important to distinguish between whether we're talking about the garden variety of emotions, or whether you're talking about real long-term trauma where you might need some help through that process and some support. All right, that's it from me. It's been a pleasure to guest host this week. And if you liked today's episode and want to learn more about the science of happiness, check out my podcast, The Happiness Lab. You can download it wherever you get your podcast. The link is also in the show notes. Thanks for listening and have a great weekend.
Hi everyone, Kaysunga here. If you're here, I assume that you like Radio Headspace. And if you like Radio Headspace, you will love Dear Headspace. Dear Headspace is our weekly talk show featuring every teacher on the show and our wonderful host, Robin. We talk about life.
There is a level of almost addiction here where you're addicted to just information. It's like information overload.
Relationships.
Before you can spread love and kindness to others, you have to first cultivate it within yourself.
Yeah.
And anything else you can think to ask us.
The first step with any change that you want to make is that acceptance and that awareness.
You can find it on the Headspace app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.